As listeners to my commentaries know, I spent my career teaching at the college level. As a lifelong educator, I believe that people can learn things they didn't know by reading and thinking about them. As a teacher of economics and history, I also believe that people can draw conclusions based on evidence and change their minds when the evidence presented warrants it. Unfortunately, I admit I'm getting pretty worried about whether my model of how people form opinions and sometimes change them is correct. Is it possible that millions, tens of millions of people can be so successfully brainwashed that no amount of evidence or argument will ever change their minds? Of course, I am talking about the members of the cult of the Donald, those millions of Americans who believe that Joe Biden and the Democrats stole the election and that Donald Trump, in fact, won. How can these people believe that? The short answer is that it's not a matter of fact, it's a matter of faith. Well, people lose faith all the time. We just have to try to figure out how the worshipers at the Trump cult can be deprogrammed. What follows are a series of suggestions, of questions, that every sane person listening to this broadcast can ask of friends, relatives, coworkers, even casual acquaintances who believe that Trump won the election, who believe that widespread voter fraud has produced the results recently ratified by the Electoral College, giving Joe Biden the presidency. First of all, such an approach has to be one of curiosity. These questions should be asked without malice or condescension. This is a friend or relative, not an idiot spouting nonsense on TV, and not a cynical politician like Giuliani. It might be hard, but the important thing is to listen and encourage the person with whom you are talking to explain how what they believe came to pass. So the obvious first question would be, how did the fraud happen? Was it confined only to the swing states, or did it happen all over? Again, do not interrupt with skepticism. It is important that the person you talk with actually explain, perhaps for the first time to him or herself, how the fraud actually occurred. The key to this first question is to attempt to get your friend to guess at how many votes had to be fraudulently changed and in how many states. The next question is to ask for an estimate of how many people had to be in on the scam. Once there is some guess as to how many people would have been involved, ask if anyone who was involved has come forward. We know that there have been people who said they witnessed fraudulent activity, but that's not the same as, in effect, blowing the whistle. You can mention how the mafia is constantly being exposed by inside informers. The final question can be whether your friend or relative thinks all the judges who have refused to countenance the claims made in the various lawsuits were also in on it. Asking these questions, getting your friend or relative to develop the factual basis for his or her belief, is an important first step. And once again, I think that first step towards deprogramming a brainwashed person has to come across as somewhat neutral questioning to elicit information rather than the first part of an argument. This may not be easy, but it is probably essential. Some people are unfortunately too far gone for this approach to have any impact. Yet for those of us who want to remain friends or continue to interact with loved ones, I think this is the way to go. It is, in my opinion, much better than stony silence around the dinner table.